Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Martha, and this is Kicks and Giggles.
Euros 2025, we've come to the end. I just want to apologize for the delay in posting the episode about the quarterfinals. As you will probably hear multiple times during this episode, I had a very busy week at work. But I did re-listen, Martha, and we are very funny. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
Yes, I haven't listened yet, but I trust you because funny.
That's true. But also, the part when both of us were in very clear agreement about Lauren James made me laugh both when I was editing and then when I was re-listening. So if you haven't
Give
listened, go back and give it a whirl.
it a whirl, yes. So we're recording the night before the final, so we're gonna jump right into it so we can edit. Well, actually, Mary can edit and get this out to you before the big game.
Yeah, so let's talk about the real heart. Actually, you know what? Both of them were heartbreaks for me. I'm not gonna lie.
I was heartbroken because I had hope.
Yes. No, I'm with you. I also had hope.
I mean, we should have hope, people. We should,
Yes, you have to. In
but
these
it's
days, you have to have
you
hope.
have to. And I was hoping and I was rooting for something new in Italy. But Mary, take it away. Let us know.
Look, so as I've said once, and now we'll say again, I was very busy at work. It was an insane week. And so I did not watch this live. So I did have a window up, and I had warned my coworkers that I would have the window up during the game, but not the actual game. Italy scored in the middle of a meeting. So
Messaged
you
you.
messaged me, and I then messaged a coworker and said, Italy scored, trying not to react. And she was like, stay strong. I think my takeaway is that Italy should have won this game and it was stolen from them. Barbara Bonasea's goal was so beautiful in the first half. Like,
Yes.
I watched it so many times. Like, it's perfect soccer. Italy kicked it up the right wing. The winger centered it. It missed the center forward. And Bonaceo was right there, trapped it midair, and before it touched the ground, lobbed it into the goal like a bullet. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous, Martha.
It was. I'm not gonna lie. I was glad. Look, I was also glad that she was there, but I was also glad it was like two Italians right there. One of them
Yeah.
was gonna get it. Like they were locked in, and I'm
Yeah,
glad that
they
it went in.
were. They were so locked in. And frankly, England had a lot more chances, okay? They had a lot more
They
chances.
did.
And like Giuliani's not getting enough credit here, the goalie for Italy. She made a lot of really clutch saves
Yes.
and all these things that should have gone in, like Lauren James like took 17 touches to essentially do the exact same thing that Bonasea did in the first half. She did it in like the 80th minute or so in the second half, and it was deflected. And like, Italy deserved it. Italy deserved it. So at around the 91st minute, all of my little ducklings, as I call the summer intern folks who were there this week, which is part of why I was so busy, came in to say not goodbye, but like, meet for the first time in person because they've been elsewhere, and also like thank you for a nice summer. And I looked and the score was 1-0. And then when they walked out of my office, it was the 98th minute and it was tied 1-1. And I
Yeah.
blame myself, Martha. I blame myself. I took my attention off the game for 7 minutes, and Michelle Adjamang scored. And look, I'm very impressed with her. I'm not gonna lie. What is she,
I
19?
know. Yes, she's 19. I mean, we have been impressed. Like, she's been coming in clutch. Later
And
on,
she.
Chloe Kelly has been coming in
All right, I don't want to
clutch.
talk about Chloe Kelly right now. Okay. Chloe Kelly might be dead to me. I will say, re-listening to the episode after the Italy England game made me mad because we were real nice about Chloe Kelly and then she screwed me over. But I will say this. Michelle took a shot. Giuliani blocked it, and then she followed through. And that was impressive, and I am impressed with her. Italy should have scored in the 88th minute. I can't remember who took a shot, and I'm heartbroken they didn't, because then it would have been 2-0, and then it would have still been 2-1, and it would have been fine. And then I would have been a very happy person, but fine. In the 96th minute, and like the thing that drives me nuts about the 96th minute, Martha, is that it happened because Jarelli went down. I had completely forgotten she had gotten injured, and watching her get injured, even though I know that we like, whatever. I'm just heartbroken. I like, there's so much extra time because of it. That's probably Jarelli's last chance. You know, she's not a little summer duckling. And
No.
fine. So then fine. England ties it up. Goes into overtime. And I also blame myself for this because I have celebrated a lot in my life about Germany, Italy in the 2006 World Cup. It was the July 4th. And in the 119th minute, Italy scored. And then they scored again. And they beat Germany in the semifinals, and then they went on to the finals and they won the World Cup. And I'm very happy that that happened. But in the 119th-ish minute, Italy got a very soft penalty, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then
Very soft.
Chloe Kelly took it, didn't miss. It bounced off, and then she scored. And frankly, I like Chloe Kelly, but I could have done without her celebration. I could have done without it. I know she was doing like an Henri tribute, but like, come
Yes.
on. It was the 120th minute. It's not like you guys dominated this whole game. Also, I say dominate too much is something I'm learning from editing these episodes. It's not like you guys, whatever. It's like, I didn't care for it. I didn't care for it. So Chloe Kelly, you're on my list. All right, I just harped a lot. Do you have anything to say about the game?
I have to say, Italy, so proud of their defense. I think they did an excellent job. Honestly, I think they could have like wasted even more time.
I know.
But next time, next time,
Yes.
they'll be back. They'll be back.
Absolutely.
I would really like to see them in the World Cup. I think they could
Yes.
do it.
I think they can too. Also, we talked about this offline, but I didn't realize that the professionalization of the national team only happened 3 or 4 years ago. So, like, that's great that they finally professional, like, they've had a league as part of like the Syria, like the normal, the men's side
Yeah.
forever, not forever, but for a very long time. But the national team just professionalized, you know, in the 2020s. And so that's great results in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
I think they can be really proud of themselves. I
Yes.
hope the country rallies around them. They deserve it. And yeah, I hope we see them in the World Cup. Also, Sofia Cantore is coming to the United States, the NWSL, starting next week, and that's exciting too. So, like, lots of big things happening for the
Yes,
Italian national team.
although she's coming to the
I
Spirit,
don't want to
so
talk about it. I don't want to talk about
fine. Well, I could talk about Spain, Germany next, I guess.
Please do monologue.
Spain, Germany. Once again, the Germans really showed us kind of masterclass in defense. AKB like was there saving a lot of shots. I love the way that the Germans held on to defend, but I mean the Germans also had some attack, but not as much as the Spanish did.
Definitely.
And so this game was kind of locked in for the 90 minutes. And we honestly thought we were going to go into penalties. So at the end of the 90 minutes, it was still 0-0. You know what the good thing was? That the Germans didn't get a red card. So they had
Great
all their
point.
11 players. And so we thought that's a great thing. They made it through with 11. And then they thought, hey, let's make it all the way through the extra time. But of course, who else but the heroine of the Spanish team? Also, like the superstar of Barcelona,
Who just,
Aitan.
wait, who just came back from meningitis?
Yes. So at the start of the tournament, or just before the tournament, she was in the hospital with viral meningitis.
Insane.
And
Insane.
so the first few games, she didn't really play, or she had limited minutes. But she's a goal scorer. She finds shots, and she found this one. So in the second half of extra time, from a very acute angle, she kicks it in, and it is like AKB is in the far post, but she sneaks it in right between AKB and the post. Like, I think everyone assumed that she was going to pass it to someone to head it in, like kick it towards the middle, but she didn't. She took the shot, and it was a great shot. Again, everyone thought it was going to be a pass, but no, she took the shot and she made it. And I dislike her for this, but I can't dislike the play.
Yeah, it
I
was
can't
a
dislike it.
beautiful, unusually beautiful goal, I would say. Like a near post goal is not something that you'd usually go, wow, but what an angle to your very acute angle. And she's incredibly good. She's good at what she
Yeah.
does.
Yep. Now, Catacol, the Spanish goalie, also had a few shots, but again, wasn't as heavy as AKB in stopping shots. But she still did a decent job at the shots that did come through. So, you know, it was okay, but I haven't really seen her tested this much, Catacol, in during this tournament, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. But I wish I was so rooting for Germany,
I know.
after all they had been through and gone through, and you know, maybe their bench wasn't deep enough. I don't know.
Or
I think
maybe they
they played.
just, injuries, red cards, like.
Injuries, red cards. Yeah, Nuskin, the person who did the goal in the previous game, like she was out because of a red card. So,
Their
I mean,
captain
and
has been out since the first game.
yeah, the first game she got injured. So, I mean, a lot of things were not great for the German team, and yet they survived this far.
Yeah, they also have stuff to be proud about.
Yes, I agree. So I was happy with their performance, not the score. Performance, not the score. And so yeah, I think it was a very tight game, and ended Spain 1-0 over Germany. So the one thing that I thought was cute, of course, was at the very end when AKB exchanged her jersey with Esther. They're both Gotham players, so I thought that was very cute. And also, I had texted you. There was a shot that Esther took, and AKB, like, it bounced off of AKB, and then one of the defenders was coming to like get it. And AKB was like, no, I got it. And Esther was running to it, and AKB picked it up, and like it looked like they smiled at each other, and AKB, like, lightly with her glove, touched Esther's face.
That was the end of the
Like,
first half, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
that was at the, well, that was around in the first half.
Yeah.
And so I laughed. I was just like, oh no, what is it going to be? But I think
I
they
love it.
just laughed about it.
I do think that they are buds, IRL. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. That's why I love women's sports. And honestly, Martha, we couldn't have asked for. I would have liked it to go the other way, but we got great football for 240 minutes.
Yes.
And that's about the most you can ask for in semis. So, and no penalty kicks, thank God.
Thank
I mean,
God.
one Chloe Kelly's penalty kick, but which was a miss. To your point about all the penalties missed in this Euros tournament.
So many missed.
But now the final.
Now the final. So the final is tomorrow, Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Yeah.
Earlier than it's been.
Earlier than it's been. Do you think they do that so that like they could spend the evening celebrating?
Don't know. What time is that? 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock, game's over at 8. I kind of feel like if even if the game was at 9 and ends at 11, like you'd still spend the night celebrating. I'm sure it's like something
But
about
why did they do
television.
it so early? All the other games have been later.
Yeah, I don't know. If anyone knows, let us know. Martha, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who's gonna win?
Spain.
Wow, that no hesitation. No
No.
caveating, just Spain.
No. And you know why?
Why?
Because they just have to. I can be okay with Aitana's goal. I cannot be okay. And I'm still not okay with that soft penalty.
Thank you, Martha. I appreciate your support in my time of need. Also, let's be honest, you had them going. That Italy was your team who was your
I
underdog. Yeah. So
know.
really, I'm
Oh,
sorry. I should be here for you in your time of need.
look, they kept on going and going and going. And I was just so excited. Again, the thing with hope, they just kept my little hope flame alive in my heart. And then stupid soft penalty. I mean, I don't know how they would have done in like the actual penalties,
Yeah.
but the Italian goalie still, I think, did a good job with all the attacks that were getting, hurled at her. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. England need to. They already had it last time. They already had it last time. And yeah, that's why I said Spain.
Yeah, I agree with you. Although my reasoning is a little different, although it's also the same. But I would like Spain to get a. I don't want Spain to win, let's be clear.
Yes, this is the thing. I don't want like I don't want Spain to win. I don't want England to win either, but because of that little anger thing that I have.
I'm with you. Honestly, agreed. And if one of them has to win, then maybe Spain could get a victory, a world-class victory, without it being marred by their federation.
Yes,
And
that
so
is,
then they
yeah,
could
I
lose
agree.
forever, and then I'd feel good about it.
Yeah. If this is their peak, let it be that.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, I hope they win. And then they don't even make the World Cup. Like England. No, I guess England made the World Cup, but like England and the Olympics.
Spain better know that, like, in the 70th minute, those two, Michelle and Chloe, are gonna come on and they just better shut them down.
That's it. That's it. Just keep those subs. Keep your eye on the subs.
Keep your eye on the subs. Esther, just score early. And don't give up because, like, England does make a comeback, but you also can have great goals. So.
Yeah, in fact, if I'm Spain, either you go up a lot at the very beginning, like not an it, it's not there's no such thing as an insurmountable amount, but like a lot at the beginning. Or you score two really fast ones right before the half and let's sort of like send them into the locker room in shame and then go from there.
Could be. If they don't, I would want them to score early in the second half and just keep on going. And by that time, Spain will still be going, but England would be tired. Because the thing is that a lot of that their comebacks have been from, scores in the first half.
You're right. Okay. I revised my, I still say my four in the top first 10, because that would be demoralizing for anybody. But the other thing they could do is not score 0-0 until like the 68th minute, then do boom, boom. And then England's like super on their back foot. And while I do hope for good things for Michelle Agyebang, I would not like them to happen tomorrow.
I hope all of you have some time to enjoy your Sunday football. And if you have any questions for us, you can email us at kicksandgiggles2024@gmail.com. That's kicks, the letter N as in no penalties, or 90 and done. 90 and done, giggles, 2024@gmail.com.
We'll be back to talk about the game. I feel like we sound really resigned today, but I'm actually excited about the game.
No, I'm excited. I want to see, like, honestly, I want to see the heat. Like, I want to see a
Yes.
fight.
Yes.
I want to see a fight. I mean, I want to see good football, obviously, but I want it to be saucy.
Yeah, I you don't mean like like Brazil and Colombia last night. Fight. Like you mean
No, no, no.
like
No.
you mean like yes, like a saucy game. Yeah, I want to see everyone putting on their best moves. I mean, Spanish and English soccer, extremely different styles. Like I want to
Yeah.
see these go up against each other and give us a show. All
Yes, agreed.
right, Martha, well, I'll talk to you after the final.
All right, talk to you after the final.
Bye.
Bye.